Don't kick him. No, don't kick him. No. Oh my God.
If I lift it up, if I lift it up, I'll lift that.
Holy
Shark Week. It's a bad week.
You're supposed to be my nigga though.
I almost feel guilty laughing at that. It's too good.
That was a Ghost Crew.
Holy moly. We got to play that again in the show.
Oh, definitely. And that track's called Sharkisha Week. That was fantastic.
Wow, guys. Pretty amazing. So listen, are you in Orlando? Do you want to see me perform stand-up? I'm there. I'm there this week. This Thursday through Sunday at the Orlando Improv.
Do it after Disney World.
Yeah. I'm going to spend all day at Epcot, and then I'm going to do shows at night. And then the next week, I'm going to be at the San Jose Improv February 28th through March 1st. That's only Friday and Saturday night. Very limited edition. Come on Saturday because I'm taping an hour to submit for stuff. It's a long story. Just come over.
Just come over. Saturday. Come see her.
March 6th or 9th, Denver Improv. But more importantly, most importantly, Your Mom's House Live.
Oh, shit.
At the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, March 13th. The links are up on yourmomshousepodcast.com. And also March 14th, we go to Brooklyn again to do stand-up at the Knitting Factory.
You can get a discount on the Knitting Factory ticket by buying it online.
Yes.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Go get it online. Get it now because you get a cheaper rate on that. And then March 15th, we do Your Mom's House Live at Woodlands Backyard in Columbus, Ohio. So there you go, guys. And then March 20th, we go to Cobb's Comedy Club. We're doing the podcast only. So get your tickets for that as well, Cobb, San Francisco.
We just added
the 21st.
21st here in LA. We're going to do Comedy and Magic Club at Hermosa Beach.
Hermosa meaning brother?
Exactly.
Wow. Your brother's comedy club.
Your brother's comedy club.
So that's it, Jeans. What about you?
Well, obviously all those. Plus I'm going to Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh, North Kakalaka. February 27th, Port Angeles, March 5th, and Tacoma Comedy Club with Ernie.
Ernie!
March 6th through the 8th.
That's cool as shit.
Yeah.
Good, guys.
It's exciting.
Listen, you've probably heard the cost of stamps. Whoa. Oh, let's try that again. You've probably heard the cost of stamps just went up to 49 cents. Holy moly. But not if you have stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you'll pay less for postage than you would at the post office for first-class mail, priority and priority express mail packages, and more. Stamps.com is easy to use and convenient. You can buy and print discounted stamps, shipping labels, and more using your own computer and printer. How easy is that? Come on. Not only will you save money with Stamps.com by not paying full price for postage, you'll save valuable time, too. Isn't that the most important thing? You can never get your time back. Stamps.com always keeps the rates up to date, so you'll get the exact postage you need every time right from your desk. Never go to the post office again.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
Isn't that the best gift ever, is your time, your valuable time, and to never have to go to the post office? Come on. We use Stamps.com. We have for years, even before they sponsored our show. Probably one of our absolute favorite products, and we can't recommend it enough. So right now, you can use our promo code MOM for this special offer. It's a no-risk trial, plus you get a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Come on, you can't even beat that, right?
Free?
Try it, guys. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in MOM. That's stamps.com. Enter MOM.
I love it.
Yeah. Really, one of our favorite sponsors. So thank you, stamps.com.
This episode is also brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use our offer code MOM and the number 2. That's M-O-M and the number 2. I've wanted to build a new website since I came across this.
Oh, because it's so easy. They have all the templates. It's like a no-brainer. You don't need to know coding. You don't need to be an expert.
And the best part is you don't need to spend $20,000 like people used to charge for websites.
Remember that when you needed a website and it was like some guy would be like, oh yeah, I can do it. It's $5,000.
Yeah.
You're like, what? What for?
Can I pay you over the course of my life?
Yeah. You push some buttons. Yeah.
Send me $100 a week every week for the rest of your life.
Oh.
So, well, you know, we've all heard these stories from people working on websites and people who build them, but you don't need them anymore. That's the great thing about Squarespace. Mm-hmm. They are always improving their platform, new features, new designs, even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team. Works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's the other thing that's invaluable.
You can't
beat that.
When you
run into your problem, you just give them a call.
Isn't that the best? Instead of some of these other companies where, like, God forbid your site goes down and it's a nightmare to even talk to a human.
Even the people I use for, like, a server now.
Oh, forget it.
It's like a two-week, like, back and forth.
Oh, some websites don't even have the phone number published, like, the customer service. And you're like, well, how am I supposed to? You got to talk to human beings.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well,
look, it just starts at only $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website. So your content will look great on every device every time. That's really important. You get your, you know, your iPad version, your...
Yes, imperative.
Phone. Yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, who sits down at a laptop to look at websites? Usually you're with your buddy. You're in Starbucks. And you're like, oh, have you seen this funny? Or have you seen this person?
No, look at this. You can get all your jeans on this website.
Yeah.
Start a trial with no credit card.
Yeah.
Start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code MOM and the number 2 to get 10% off and show your support for your mommies.
Your moms.
We thank Squarespace for their support of Your Mom's House. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Wow. Took everything out of me to say that.
You've had a really long 24 hours.
My God.
How are we going to do this show today? I have no idea how we're going to get... I hope we get through this without you vomiting or pooping. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I also wanted to give a shout out. That instrumental that we played, it was called Jeans Unit. And it was by Mr. Cowenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Cowenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Cowenberg. All right, you ready to do the show, Jeans?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Let's get into this, man. Let's do this. A real nigga sucking pussy cause I like that. I'm Leon Lewis, candy liquor, eating pussy. That's how I dig him. A real nigga eating pussy cause I love cat. A real nigga sucking pussy cause I like that. To all you bitches who love to come, look in my mouth, no teeth, straight gum.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to Your Mom's House. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin. Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to Your Mom's House.
Poor Jeans. You barely paid to play the drums on that intro.
Yeah.
You're sweating just a little bit right now.
I have a fever.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
No, it's fine.
It's been an intense 24 hours in the Segura stead. Look, if there ever was a show to discuss what happened, it's this show.
Oh, my God.
But first, can we address this clip? Did he at the end say no teeth, straight gums?
Yes. Kay. It's an amazing clip.
And how does that go? Like, why is it all gums? I don't understand.
He shows the camera. He's making his own video at home holding his phone.
Uh-huh.
And he really loves to eat pussy. That's what his song's about.
No, I got that part, yeah.
And then he says to all the ladies who love to come, look at my mouth, no teeth, and then he straight gum, and then he opens his mouth and he has no teeth. And he really loves eating pussy, though, a lot.
Sounds like it. How old is he?
I'm going to guess in his 40s.
And he... I'm Leon Lewis. Leon Lewis. Cannon liquor. Cannon liquor. Eating pussy. That's how I dig him. A real nigga eating pussy because I love cat. A real nigga sucking pussy because I like that. To all you bitches who love to come. Look in my mouth. No teeth. Straight gum, set the pussy out. Now drop it down low. I eat all the pussy, then come back for more. I never get enough, so stop bitching. As long as there's pussy, I'm gonna keep licking. From age 18 to 50 to 93.
Wow.
I'm a cannon licker, bitch. Some will do me, and I ain't worried about it. I'm number one, man. Pussy melts in my mouth, not in my hand.
Okay.
I know you're wondering why your bitch won't let you eat the cat. She say these gums good to her. She love that. I'm Leon Lewis.
He is a very menacing
Yikes.
Way of, like, he's intimidating the way he eats,
right.
talks about eating.
It's a little aggressive. And also, I'm not sure, I'm not sure that no teeth is a selling point for eating pussy. Like, I don't know that that's, yeah, I'm not sure I want a mouth with no teeth on my vagina.
Like the teeth on your vagina.
Well, not the teeth, but just not the bacteria. It sounds like.
How about when somebody looks up somebody? Me looks up. You like to see that they have teeth. Maybe that's
yeah. I don't know. It's just more attractive on guys when they have a full set of teeth, or just some of their teeth. Even does he have any teeth, or we're on zero teeth?
It's hard to tell. I mean, he might have a few molars left.
But you know what? Hey, this
here's
is,
the thing.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a lot of teeth.
Okay, but this is what you know. We call. Spinning it to positive. He may not have teeth, but he's still got his tongue.
Yeah.
And he's going to use that tongue. Good for him.
And you know what else is really good? I really feel this way.
Mm.
If you're really into something sexually, and it usually it happens with older people.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
You got to broadcast it.
Got to broadcast it. Let it be known. Take your shots. People will shoot you down. But somebody's going to be like, I love guys with no teeth that eat my box.
Well, that is so interesting, Tom. It's kind of like The Secret. Remember the Secret video, the Law of Attraction?
Yes.
And if you put it out there, like, look, I don't have teeth, but I got a tongue that loves pussy.
Yep.
Who wants this?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's going to be like, I want that. An 18 to 50, that's his age range. That's pretty broad.
And I got my raps. I rhyme.
His raps?
I love music.
Did you notice he goes 18 to 50 and then it skips to 93?
He's saying that's the age range that I'll be eating pussy for.
Oh, I got you.
I've been eating it since 18 to 50 to 90. I'll never stop eating pussy.
Hmm.
That's what he's saying. This charity that I work for will never.
I've never,
be
you know what?
Me.
That's really what he loves. He just loves to do that.
There's a lot more left. Let's listen to a little
sure.
more of this. I haven't had a chance to actually listen
sure.
to it, so this is my first. That's how I dick him. A real nigga eating pussy cause I love cat. A real nigga sucking pussy cause I like that. I'm Leon Lewis. Leon Lewis. Cannon liquor. Eating pussy. That's how I dick him. A real nigga eating pussy cause I love cat. A real nigga sucking pussy cause I like that. I lick him good when I lick down between them thighs. That protein pussy, it helps keeps me alive. They always smiling, they happy, they don't never frown. 30 years eating pussy, gained 50 pounds. I'm eating good, my nigga, it like I'm eating steak. Can I come to your house, put your girl on my plate? I guarantee I make your bitch wanna leave home. Ask her why, she'll tell you my tongue is so long.
It's hard to listen to.
I gotta say though, he's not bad.
He's a good rapper.
I mean, he's not a bad MC. He's got some lyrics.
His raps are okay.
He's practiced this. This is not just, you know.
Yeah, this is like a good rap. Like, from what I know, I mean, what do I know about?
I'm enjoying it.
About rip rap. It's a little hard to listen to as a woman because you're like, oh, I don't want
him. It's a little hard to look at as a human. Like to.
What does he look like?
He's bald. He's got sunglasses on in his house. He's holding the phone up to himself.
Does he live in a nice house?
I can't tell. It looks all right.
Has he made a living eating pussy, you think?
I think so. He's gained 50 pounds. He's been eating it for so long.
It's so gross. I can't have such a hard time. That's so gross, man.
Shout out to Leon Lewis, man. Keep eating that pussy, dog.
And isn't it a thing in the black community that they don't, like, that's a thing, right? Like, there's either dudes that are like, oh, I love it, or dudes are like, nah, man, I don't fuck with no pussy. Like, it's a very hard line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
Charon.
You know how they are.
What?
Charon.
Okay, maybe, I figured as a strong black man, you would know.
I heard that more as a kid, that was like a thing among like black friends, and then certain rappers be like, nah, I don't eat pussy, man. That's,
yeah, yeah. Like rappers would be like, that's just disgusting, man. Yeah. I don't eat no pussy.
Like NWA would be like, nah.
Yeah.
Ain't doing that. Smell like fish.
Oh, right. That's the thing, right? Like it's demeaning or something.
Yeah. But I think, you know, that was probably just playing that up. I don't think that's real.
Oh, okay. So, but this guy's like more enlightened.
He's real. He told you I'm real.
Yeah, I like real. I'm down with real.
Yeah, and that's why he eats so much pussy. He eats so much pussy, this guy.
But I don't know. Those who sing about it usually don't. I mean, if you're singing about it, you got time to sing about it and not eat pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, those that do, just do. They don't have time to write songs about it.
This is a song.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
How special
is
he?
That's a song that he made.
Oh, I love that guy.
Oh, man, this has been a long day.
How are you feeling? How are you holding up?
So why don't we tell everybody what happened?
Yeah. Big day yesterday. God damn.
Yesterday was a big day.
It started off great.
I went to a Big Mom audition.
You did a huge audition, yeah.
You were helping me prepare in the morning before I leave.
Yes.
To go. And then you get a call. Hey, can you come to CNN?
Yeah, I know. So random. So I guess, you know, it was Jimmy Fallon's first night doing late night. Or
tonight show,
yeah. And they wanted a woman to talk about why there's no women on late night. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do this, you know. So yeah, I get the call from CNN like at 9:45. They're like, can you be in Hollywood at 11 a.m.? We live in traffic. It takes about an hour and a half to get there. So I like frantically get ready. I run down to CNN. Of course, the segment lasts like 30 seconds. She asked me like two questions.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. And it was like super easy. And the weird thing is they sit you in a booth alone. Like, you know, when you see those correspondents and like they literally sit you in a tiny room alone and then they've given you an earpiece. And you know how annoying it is when you watch somebody on CNN and like there's a time delay. And they're always waiting for the person to start. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to be that person that's like the time delay person.
Right.
So
well, what's that?
Yeah. And you're like, dude, it's a fucking delay. Just talk. Talk when you hear the voice in your ear. So it was fun. I think I did okay. You know, you never know. You just hope that you don't sound like a retard. But it was cool. It was me and then this other like media expert guy. And they were like, how do you think Jimmy Fallon did? And this guy was like, I think you did great. And then I had to be like, I think you did great. Oh, Jimmy Fallon's amazing. You're a talented guy. You can't be like, hey, you know, I don't give a fuck about Jimmy Fallon. You have to be like, this is amazing.
Yeah. It'd be funny if you're like, I thought he sucked.
It would be exquisite if I could say that on CNN.
That was bullshit.
I don't mind Jimmy Fallon. I'm sure he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah.
Do I prefer the Carson days of The Tonight Show? Absolutely. Do I prefer that my late night hosts be womanizing drunks? Most definitely. But we can't go back in time.
No.
We can't go to the golden age when America was allowed to be, you know, not perfect. So
I like that too. Cigarette smoke.
Don't you miss that shit?
Booze.
Yeah. Ed McMahon just blitzed out of his mind talking about, you know how much pussy Carson crushed, by the way?
They probably would sing the Leon Lewis song.
Carson wrote that song, dude.
Yeah. Like,
dude, he
a
was
real nigga, pussy, because I like that.
Yeah, Johnny and I eat pussy on the regular.
We're both eating all kinds of. We take our teeth out and we'll suck your pussies dry.
Charon.
Yeah, even Letterman. I mean, Letterman's a bit of a coos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he talked about fucking chicks at work.
Yeah, son.
He had a little room up there.
Yeah, he had a fuck den.
Yeah.
The Letterman show. It's great. So anyway, I did CNN, drove home. You and I had an hour to kill, so we went on a delightful bike ride. And then the mistake was made. Walk us through it.
All right. You say we biked to Trader Joe.
Yes.
You're going to go in there and get the groceries.
Grocery, yeah. So chicken breast for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little potatoes and whatnot.
So as I'm waiting, you're like, oh, go get a coffee. I go, nah, I don't want coffee. I got a Jamba Juice.
But you wish you got that coffee now, huh?
Man. Why am I departing from my go-to, which is coffee?
Damn, decisions.
So, you know, we're on a bike ride. I'm like, I'll get a Jamba Juice. And I go in there, and I know that most of them are like fruit, but I see that one is fruit and veggies. I'm like, that's what I need, have the combination.
Mm.
So they have, I'll pull it up, actually. Let's see what's in. I'll tell you exactly.
You got greedy. You're like, I'm going to do both genres in my mouth.
Yeah. It's called, I think it was called Apple Green.
Hmm. What color was
Apple
it
and greens.
What color was it when it came out? Let's say, you know, what's in it?
It has, what's in it? Carrots, spinach, bell peppers, kale, and apples.
Bell peppers?
That's what it says.
Jesus fuck.
I don't know. I just thought I was doing like, that's the smart, healthy thing to do. You know,
and it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. God damn it.
But you wish you had the bar stocks.
Man. Yeah.
What else is in there? So you got your kale.
It has
pepper,
it's
which
a blend
is gross.
Of green vegetable juice, carrot, spinach, bell pepper, kale, spirulina.
Spirulina.
Lettuce.
Oh, maron.
Peaches, mangoes, bananas, and ice.
So like everything.
Yeah, it has everything.
Can I tell you my theory on so what happens? You drink your Jamba.
Yeah, and the thing
you
is,
come home.
You know, then we leave. I started going to therapist, so I go to therapy now.
Awesome.
Because I'm jealous of your insight.
Okay. I'm very positive. I do positive affirmations. Very success oriented. I was on CNN yesterday. Go ahead.
So I went to there with my Jamba Juice, and it wasn't bad or anything, but it is unusual that I don't finish a drink. I always drink everything.
Yeah, very quickly too.
Yeah. So I remember I was sitting there and I was like, just not into it. No, it didn't taste bad. I just didn't.
Like something was telling you,
something,
you
yeah.
don't need this.
Yeah. And I was like, can I throw this away? I remember asking. I threw it in the trash can. I probably drank like half of it.
See, that is weird for you because you usually just wolf everything down like a bear would.
Yeah.
And then bears just go, oh, that didn't taste good. And then, but they don't think about it as they're doing it.
Right. But it didn't taste bad. I should point that out.
Like
it
they'll, just, yeah, they'll eat a car seat and then be like,
yeah,
oh, I shouldn't have eaten.
That's not food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually how you approach food.
So, oof.
Okay. So you're in your shrink's office. And do you feel anything at this point?
Slight discomfort.
In your bowel or in your stomach?
I feel like I got a shit a little bit.
And on our couch? Like, are you sitting there?
No, I was like, oh, I'd like to fart right now. Like that kind of thing.
In the office?
Yeah.
And do you fart?
No.
Okay. Walk me through this.
I go to the lobby to leave. They have a bathroom there. I consider shitting there. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to shit here. And then I go to, I drive home. And, oof. I get back. I think I take kind of a runny shit.
Yeah, you come home and you didn't look okay. You were very sad and tired, and I thought, oh, maybe he's just tired because we had a long morning. And yeah, you went to take a shit, and then you're like, oh, this isn't right. And then you laid down for a nap, which is really unlike you in the middle of the day.
Yeah, and then a little while later, what were we doing? We're getting ready for dinner or something? What were we doing?
So it was kind of the nighttime, and we were going to do our show, actually.
Yeah.
And I was, like, pulling clips and editing down this thing we're going to play. And then you're like, oh, I don't feel good. And you were, like, burping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you slept for a long time. I mean, shit, you slept, like, 2 hours, I think. You came out of the room. I'm in the living room. And then you're like, oh, I'm so thirsty. And you start drinking water and then belching a lot. And I'm like, maybe you shouldn't, in my head, I just think, you know, I don't say it out loud. Maybe you shouldn't force the burps out so much. You know what I mean? Like, kind of let it simmer. And then you get up and you're just walking. And then you kind of spontaneously vomit in the kitchen sink.
I vomited so intensely. And there was so much.
Go ahead.
I kept wanting to be done, and right. I kept saying, like, my mind, I'm like, there's no way there's more, and then another bout would come.
It's hard for me. You know how hard. I don't want to make this about me. This is not about me, but you know my phobia. So it was. I was watching The Sopranos. I'd, like, turn the volume up. I had to cover my ears as you were doing it, because you did it right in the kitchen, and our living room's right there, and I'm like, oh, my God, nobody's barfing in my kitchen sink right now. I can't take it.
I know.
I'm so sorry, and I didn't want to give you any, you know, grief. I won't. You can barf in your sink whenever you want.
Yeah, well.
But go ahead. So I came out a lot.
I felt better.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Oof. And then I started having shits, like diarrhea shits.
Now, walk me through this. Are we talking a number 6? Is it fluffy pieces with ragged edges, a mushy stool? Mm-hmm. Or is it a 7, watery with no liquid pieces, entirely liquid?
No, it's probably a 6.
Okay, so there's some feathery, ragged pieces, as it says.
Then I lay down, I try to get comfortable, and then I sleep for like a little bit, and then I'm still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, little weird pains. I think it's gas. And I go in the kitchen, and I puke all over the sink again. A second time. So much, though.
Okay.
Like, it was, like, so much. I couldn't believe. I thought there was nothing left after the first time, you know?
Sure. Now, was it green? Was it the color of the Jamba?
Oh, yeah. It tasted like the Jamba.
Oh! Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll never be able to have Jamba juice again.
No. Ugh. Nor do I want to.
Oh, fuck them. So then you vomit again, and then I forget what happens, and we give you a toast, I think.
Yeah, and then
we tried to watch The Millionaire Matchmaker. That didn't work out.
No.
Didn't like that.
I was just too uncomfortable, tired.
Boo-boo. And then you went to sleep, and you slept for like a million hours. Poor jeans.
And then I woke up this morning. I was sweating a lot. Took my temperature. It's like 101.
Oh, jeans. My poor bear. I hate seeing my bear sick. There's nothing sadder for me than when my bear is logy and sad. I just hate it. Are you okay now, Jeans?
Yeah.
You feel a little bit better?
I just feel fatigued, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just worn out.
I know. That's food poisoning. But you know what? Your body's getting rid of whatever the fuck is poisoning you. And that's a good thing. It's exhausting. But on the upside, you're probably going to lose a few pounds, you know?
It's a nice diet. Every fart now, every fart is like, it's like Russian roulette.
It's a little dicey.
Yeah, like if I feel a fart coming, I automatically go to the bathroom.
Smart.
Sit down and fart just to make sure there's no extra cheese with that fart. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta really take it easy on that. Poor jeans. You know, it's funny how, like, we travel a lot and we eat in a lot of places. We eat sushi a lot. We're very daring eaters, and it's so fucked up that, like, a Jamba juice will take you down.
It's ridiculous.
Something so bullshit as, like, a Jamba juice. But I'm thinking, you know, I bet you, because it's a lot of raw things, like, you know, bacteria really grows on, like, sprouts. Easily. You can get salmonella from sprouts, from vegetables that have been, I don't know how, but they sit around and maybe they're improperly washed or something.
I'm almost certain it's the veggies.
The veggies, yeah.
Yeah, the veggies of that juice.
For sure. Now you had, but earlier that day you said you went and you had like a bagel sandwich or something?
Yeah, but that was so much earlier and it wasn't like...
You didn't do it.
No, you would have had a reaction to that by the time that juice came around, because there was let's see, 4 hours, more than 4 hours between the two.
Yeah, well, doctors will tell you it could be anything you ate in the last like 24 hours or
that's
something.
True,
but I doubt that. I feel like it's whatever you had an aversion to as you were eating it. That tends to be the last time I had food poisoning, I made a beef spaghetti at home. Mm-hmm. This is like in 2000, maybe just 2000.
Jesus, that long ago?
Wait, no, sorry, 03. And I made beef spaghetti at home, and I remember eating a huge bowl of it and then just sitting on the couch being like, huh, I feel
very full. I feel uncomfortably full. Did I eat that much? And I think it's your stomach making mucus, your guts, because it's fighting whatever the fuck is in you, some poison. And I kept fighting the urge to vomit all night because I'm so afraid of vomiting. And then finally around 5 a.m., I was like, just let it go. Just let it rip, Christina. You got to, you know. And I remember I puked up all this red and beef at 5 a.m. You know, you're like, oh, it took me about, I would say, a good few years before I touched beef marinara sauce.
So you bought, bolognese. You think it was bad beef?
It was bad bolognese, yeah. Unless it was just like the stomach flu, which it could have been a 24-hour bug. I don't think what you have is a bug because I would have had it by now because we spent the last week together.
No, it's the food.
Yeah. Maron. Well, fuck Jamba Juice. I heard Brant Tobler got sick off of Jamba Juice too.
Really?
Yeah, somebody tweeted that like that Brant had it as well. So there you go.
It fucked me up bad.
Yeah. Well, at least we got to get in a sushi meal before that.
It's true.
We went to our sushi lady and they're closing. Did we share this news?
I don't remember if we did.
Yeah, our sushi bar is closing, which is disastrous. And she was there, and she's much nicer to us now. She doesn't give us any kind of static.
No.
And I noticed that the Japanese people at the table next to us ordered a boatload of sushi, too, and she didn't give them any shit for it.
None.
Fucking bitch.
Now she's kissing ass because they're closing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she wants people to come as much as possible before they close.
I know. Now she's all fucking, oh, I'm
so sad.
It is sad. Where else are we going to eat? I trust them so much, and they're so reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Jeans?
Yeah.
Are you sad?
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thanks for bringing me, you brought me flowers yesterday. That was nice.
Yeah.
Before you threw up everywhere.
It was before Jamba Juice.
Before the JJ took you down. Yeah. Do you have to poo now?
No.
Are you in pain?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay. Let's talk about this clip you pulled.
Oh, my God. So I found this on Facebook. So a friend of mine posted this as we were flying. We were coming. First of all, let's talk about Chicago. How amazing was Chicago?
It was the shit.
It was fucking bananas. We had so many mommies come out that we've decided we're going to add Chicago to our podcast tour. It was crazy. Valentine's Day was very sweet. Tommy and I don't really celebrate it. We don't fucking believe in that shit. But anyways, we're taking off from Chicago. I didn't think we were going to get out because this huge storm hit just as we were taking off. And I was like, oh, fuck, we're going
to
get...
Yeah, it was funny to me that so many of the listeners were like, oh, I thought there'd be more listeners here.
There's tons.
We're like, what are you talking about? Like,
tons.
We did 6 shows. Every show had at least like 50 or more.
50 mommies, yeah. It was so, and it's so many. But we were expecting the snow. I had no idea there'd be so much snow. And our poor doggy Jeans, we took him with us. Poor Theo couldn't take a shit. He had never seen snow before. So we put little booties on him and everything. He couldn't walk. It was so cute. His little hind legs. Yeah, he finally gave in and shit on some pavement. But that was ridiculous. So anyways, I'm flying out of Chicago. And just as we're like taking off, I'm watching this video that someone sent. And it's Noel Gallagher of Oasis making commentary on like a DVD. And someone had edited down the best highlights of his commentary of their own videos.
Yeah, so it's basically he is watching all of the old videos that went at the height of their fame.
At the height of their fame, yeah, and commenting.
And commenting on those videos they made.
And then I edited it down. It's a 10-minute thing, so I edited it down even further to just a few of the highlights. Take a listen.
Sure.
It's probably my. I laughed so hard at this.
It's funny. I'd grown out of the video experience quite quickly. By the third one, it was just like, this is a load of bollocks. Standing around all day doing the same old shit 500 times. That'd be weird. But it seems like this guy was just making it up as he was fucking going along. Because this bit where they were going to. He was saying we should bury the drum kit. And I was saying, why don't we bury the drummer? And he was like, yeah, we'll fucking bury the drummer. And I was like, wow, is that how easy this is? He's just fucking randomly suggests nonsense and people just go and film it. It's funny. Shit. I'd kind of grown up.
Fuck, I fucked that up. The funny thing, like, to people who don't know, You should give them a little background on Oasis.
Right.
I mean, the band exploded in popularity at one point, and they were, you know, by a lot of people, I mean, you know, everyone has their preferences, but we're labeled like, this is the best band right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, I lived in England, actually, the year that Oasis kind of blew the fuck up. It was like 96, 97, and Wonderwall had just come out, and what you couldn't go to a pub in the UK without that song playing, without that entire album, because they're all like really like hooky, heavy songs, and they're great drinking anthems, and they were just the most enormous band. And of course, the Gallagher brothers are the, you know, Noel is like the front man, and Liam, I guess, is the other Gallagher. And they completely unravel because they're major alcoholics, major drunks. And so you can kind of see this when you listen to him talk about what they're doing at the time. He fucking hates himself and he hates the process, and it's so great.
And they basically, the band came apart when they shouldn't have.
Yeah, the height.
Because of the brothers hating each other and talking mad, and like they just couldn't get along.
Yeah.
Like they fought so much.
And keep in mind, like, okay, that year that Oasis was huge in the UK, the other leading acts, I remember it was like a shitty band called Take That, I believe, which is like some dumb boy band. Robbie Williams had a huge song called Millennium, and the Spice Girls were kind of waning.
Right.
They were kind of like, kind of whatever. So, I mean, this was a huge time in England, and yeah, couldn't be more famous, these guys.
Unreal.
And this is his perception of now, looking back on their...
That'd be weird. But it seems like this guy was just making it up as he was fucking going along. Because this bit where they were going to... He was saying, we should bury the drum kit. And I was saying, why don't we bury the drummer? And he was like, yeah, we'll fucking bury the drummer. And I was like, wow. Is that how easy this is? He's just fucking randomly suggests nonsense and people just go and film it. Fuck me. There's a lot of Adidas going on in here. Oh, I was fucking drunk, this video. Look how pissed I am there. That's me really pissed. And I remember sitting down in the middle of
These guys were big-time boozers, right?
Like huge booze bags. That's a part of the reason, is that they'd be so drunk they can't perform, they couldn't go on. And they also fucking hated each other's guts.
So fun.
I love listening to
self-loathing. That's that shit. Like, when you're not in it, I think everybody has the same position. You're like, fucking figure it out. Like,
right.
Like, this is the height. Like, you can't get any more popular. Like, just figure it out, man.
Right. And also, they were likened to the Beatles. I mean, at one point, because their music was so, the hooks were just so catchy and very Beatles-esque. And they even said it later. They're like, we basically ripped from the Beatles, like the formula of what they were doing, and god damn it, they couldn't be any more famous, and they just unraveled. But they were young.
Yeah, very young.
Yeah, listen to I love his self-loathing. It just gets better and better.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Street, I think it might have been on Edgware Road somewhere. I'm falling asleep at a bus stop, and then going that, they're the clothes I went out in the night before. I remember Liam being furious that day, because I think it's the one time I've been more drunk than he has.
Did you never get involved with the idea?
He was furious because that was the one time I was more drunk than
he was. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So who's this asking the question here?
So I'm assuming this is like the sound guy. So Noel Gallagher is watching these videos. So this is like DVD commentary extra, and he's watching, and I'm feeling the sound guy is like, well, did you ever come up with any of the concepts for the videos? Was what the sound guy just asked.
Okay.
I've been more drunk than he has.
Do you never get involved with the ideas?
No, I fucking hate videos. I hate everything about them. I hate the fact that they cost a fortune. I hate the fact that you've got to be there at 8 in the morning. I hate the fact that you don't leave until 8 the fucking next morning. I don't like the fact that the people who are making them think they're fucking making Apocalypse Now. And everything is the most important. This is the really important shot. And this bit, we're going, it's fucking bollocks. It's nonsense. And even then it was all right, because there's like the chart show and all that. Do you know what I mean? Who fucking watches videos these days? No one. A right fucking con, if you ask me. We never really...
That's so great. A right fucking cunt. Who watches videos these days?
That's
a right fucking cunt. But you do... Like, they're making so much money.
just so much money. I saw them in Australia even when I was doing Road Rules. We got to go to an Oasis concert and it was like just a stadium full of people. And he's like, oh, I fucking hate making videos. You're like, you're making so much money.
It's crazy.
Who cares? Just hold the guitar. Just fucking pretend to sing.
But I like I love when people are honest about it.
Oh,
8 of fucking the morning till 8 the next fucking morning.
Cost too much. It's so great. I could listen to this guy all day.
It's so funny.
Oh, keep going. It gets better.
Fucking hell. It's probably the last time I ever ate my... I can't begin to tell you how pissed I was. I was shit-faced. These videos. If you need four guys to walk around in slow motion, we were the fucking... We were the best at that.
Because that's all they were, these Oasis videos. Were like, these guys walking. Like the Stone Roses at the time were doing the same thing. Yeah.
Walking slow. We're the best at that.
It gets better, yeah.
Maybe the motorbike's rushing to the radio station to say, stop, this is shit. Okay, hell, done that a few times. Is that a man with legs made of sausages? That's not real. Someone's having a fucking laugh. I know for a fact that's got nothing to do with this song.
So at one point, there's an animation of a man with sausage legs. And that's what he's like, what? That's a fucking man with sausage legs.
I know for a fact that has nothing to do with this song.
It's so stupid. It just goes how stupid music videos are. He's right. There's very few that are like
Jesus
awesome.
Christ.
They're so fucking stupid. Yeah. Go on.
A man with legs made of sausages. Fucking hell. Oh Lord. Good Lord, shut up. No, it's horrible. What are you talking about? That's not real, jumping out of that plane. What about pigs don't fly and never say die? That's surely... why did somebody fucking stop me at that point and say, look, he's gone on holiday.
Isn't that brilliant?
This is fucking... This is another... Can we listen to this with the sound down? I'm very uninspired at this point. You know, we shouldn't have really made this album, if I'm being honest. I mean, walking in videos is... somebody sussed out there, haven't they? At some point, like 10 years into it, all they're prepared to do is walk. They'll walk and play. They can walk and play at the same time. But walking and playing is basically what they're doing. And standing still and looking bored. Thank God that's over. What was the next one off this? Oh, fucking hell. Oh, fucking hell.
He hates himself. So funny.
It's like how I feel whenever I see or hear anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
Any artist, if you have a fucking soul, this is how you feel when you watch your own self.
It's so painful.
Fucking appalling. And it's like nice to see that someone hates themselves as much as I do. Like, yes.
When you watch yourself, you do stand up. Like, you're like, what am I doing with my fucking hand?
I'm so fat.
Yeah.
So hacky. Everything I say is so dumb.
Why did I say that so earnestly? That's so lame.
Yeah.
you criticize everything.
I know. I love his self-loathing. Is there more?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please. I love it.
Oh, I fucking hate this next tune. I really fucking hate it. Fucking hell. It just doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know what I was thinking at the time. Particularly if you think of the stuff that's gone before. The fuck are these people? That's exactly how I feel, mate.
That's it.
That's so great. I just love his self-loathing.
It's fantastic.
I love how just upset he's getting. Like, oh, fucking hell. Oh, fuck. Can we listen to this with the sound down?
I really hate this next tune. Fuck it out.
So good. I love him.
It's so good.
I hated Noel Gallagher when Oasis split up, and now I love him so much more for that.
Did you hate him because they split up?
Yeah, because I felt at the time like he just couldn't get his shit together from what the tabloids were saying in England. Like, oh, he couldn't, he wouldn't, he'd be too drunk to perform. He didn't want to tour anymore. And it's like, come on, dude. Do you realize how hard it is to get the golden ticket to become a rock star? And like, you guys did it and you can't hold it together to fucking perform? Like, fuck off.
Yeah, why can't you? That's upsetting.
It is upsetting, and they're pretty good too. I loved that album. Was it What's the Story? Morning Glory, is that the name of that? The one that Wonderwall is on. That's a great fucking album.
Yeah.
It was my college years.
I find it like interesting when people are like really successful in music, and then they kind of just fall, like completely go away.
Yeah, I bet
what happens to them?
I think the business, the entertainment industry in general is such a fuck shit cunt of a business that, and I think especially with the music company, I think that's even worse. The record labels, how they treat you, it's probably even worse than comedians get treated.
Yeah.
They're very exploitive and they lie, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine? I think they make all their money off of touring, these guys. Not so much records, especially nowadays. Jesus Christ, when everybody's stealing everything, there's no way to make a living off of records anymore.
Hmm.
You know how lame record companies are too. Like, look at what's happening with Miley Cyrus, by the way. They just take some cute young girl. She was fucking Hannah Montana, for God's sake. She's an actress playing the part of a singer. She turns 19 and she goes, I want to be a music person. I want to be a rock star. And then, you know, her daddy waves his magic wand. What's his name? Billy Ray Cyrus, is that her dad?
Yes.
Stupid hillbilly.
Yes.
And then, you know, everybody goes, oh, Miley wants to be a rock star. Let's make this happen for her. And then they manufacture this bullshit that is Miley Cyrus. You understand?
Yeah.
She didn't come up in the mean streets of Liverpool or wherever making music. She's a fucking Silver Spoon girl.
The funny thing to me was watching some MTV, like, documentary of Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
And what was funny was she was like,
she's the worst.
What I'm about is like fucking just like whatever, man. Like just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we're not talking about music at all here. You're just like, yeah. She's like I had this idea and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about. You're not really about anything.
She's not saying shit. Yeah. I think that's my problem with it. It's like her whole thing is,
I'm just
having fun. I'm being me. And you're like, yeah, but who are you? You're
right.
19. You're nobody. You're a rich kid. You're an actress. You're not even a fucking person. You've done nothing with your life.
Mm.
You're not a real person.
No.
At least these two drunks, these Gallagher brothers, were like legit talents, grew up normal, you know?
Yeah.
I have no respect for these manufactured music.
Whatever happened to Eve? Do you remember Eve?
The girl with the paw prints on her tits?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to that bitch?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you have big videos. You have big albums. Where do you go from there? Like, why? She had, like, top hits.
And then she had television, too, right? Wasn't she acting?
Yeah.
And then she just disappeared.
As far as I know.
I don't fucking know. What happened to Missy Elliott? Remember her?
She still makes stuff, I feel like.
Who knows? You know what I think it is? I think it's like television where if you have one bad show, they don't give you another one. Like maybe she had like one album that didn't do stellar and then they're like, oh, you're out of there.
That's what happens in the movie game. Movies are like all based on the box office draw.
Mm.
And if you start doing bad movies, like the people don't see your movies, they're like, you're no longer doing movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this?
Eve. I want to know.
Oh, yeah, this is a good song.
Yeah.
It's about eating pussy, right?
Yeah, it's about eating pussy. So what I want to know is what happened to Eve.
Yeah. Yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one.
Now, is she a legit talent? Or was she like another record company shill, manufactured bullshit? See, here's what's wrong with comedy and what's wrong with music is that the advertising people, the money, is what's driving what you guys see. So if they can't, you want to know why there's no shows on television or sitcoms about middle class people? Because networks believe that middle America, most people want to see people that are more wealthy than them. They don't want to see a reflection of them. That's them saying, oh, and also they believe they're going to attract a clientele that spends more money if the shows on TV reflect wealthier people.
Right.
So it's not even about like, hey, what's good? Let's make what's good. It's about what's going to sell money. What can GE sell you in that half hour? And it's fucking bullshit. It's the same way the record companies. That's why Miley Cyrus and all these shit acts, these fucking shit acts happen. Because 12-year-old girls are going to run out, like Justin Bieber and all this nonsense. It's so depressing. Oh,
I guess she's still performing.
Eve?
Yeah, so it says she began working on a new album in 07. Project was delayed, never released. Problems at her label. Interscope were responsible for the multiple delays.
There you go. See?
After Eve left, Interscope was expected to be released during 2011, but again, it was delayed. In 2012, she decided to release the album as an independent artist, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think the labels, because I was reading about this with MIA and her last album, that her record label was like delaying it, and then they would give her bullshit notes like, oh, you need to be more of like a rebel. You need to be angrier. Your album's too happy. And like they make her songs a certain way to sell them. That's why. Because it's perceived like, what are people going to buy? And that's why.
Interesting.
Very fucked up. Very sad. Fucked up.
Yeah.
Very fucking stupid. Well, I hope she does it independently and doesn't have to answer to retards like that.
Me too, man. Me too.
You got one?
Mary, Alice, and Penny the dog sent this in.
Oh.
Would you rather have all of your body hair, including facial hair and peach fuzz, waxed off in 1 inch by 1 inch squares, one at a time?
That's rough.
Or have brain freeze for a month straight?
Oh my God. Waxing.
Sadist.
Waxing.
Mary, Alice, and Penny the dog are sadists.
Horrible. Penny the dog came up with this.
Yeah. It says.
It's a pretty evil dog. I'm going to go with waxing because I don't want to have anything last for a month. That's torture.
Yeah, I can't tolerate the brain freeze for more than 10 seconds.
No, it's unbearable.
I mean, I think at an hour you'd be suicidal.
Oh my God. It's like the worst thing ever. Brain freeze is so traumatic. I hate it.
All your body hair waxed off.
What is brain freeze? Do we even know what that is?
No.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
What the fuck is that? Like, Jeans, would you rather have brain freeze for a month or throw up once a day like you did yesterday?
Oh my God. Throw up once a day.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Ice cream headache, also known as brain freeze, meaning nerve pain of the spinophalangganglion. Okay.
Wait, what?
It's a scientific name. It's stupid. It's a form of cranial pain or headache, commonly associated with consumption. It's caused by having something cold touch the roof of the mouth and is believed to result from a nerve response causing rapid constriction and swelling of blood vessels.
It's horrible.
Ugh.
It's horrible.
So fucking shitty. Ugh. Wow. Well, waxing's no party either. Have you ever been waxed? Oh, you have been waxed. Terrible. I refuse to do it.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I've had it done. It's pretty. I mean, it's not. But brain free. Like, I think it's intolerable. I think you would just fall apart.
Yeah.
Here's another. Would you rather from Krista?
Hi, Krista.
For 1 year, would you rather only floss your teeth with the floss of your spouse that's already used?
Like extreme cheapskates.
Yeah. Or only wipe your brow with TP that your spouse used to blow their nose during a cold. Snotty filled toilet paper.
Oh,
you guys are
God.
Disgusting.
Really disgusting.
For these suggestions.
So it's either floss with your used floss,
or wipe your butt with my cold.
Yeah. Mucus. I got it. I'm gonna wipe my butt with your mucus.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to taste that.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking throw up again right now.
I know.
Jesus.
Just your floss, I've seen it. Like, I've seen your used floss. It's very chunky sometimes.
It stinks.
Of course it stinks.
It smells so bad.
Okay, let's not talk about it.
It smells like shit. Okay, here, this one's disgusting.
Well, what would you do?
Oh, sorry. I would floss with your floss.
Okay. Mine doesn't smell as bad as yours.
Yeah, I feel like you take, you know, your mouth is pretty clean. You have like a dog's mouth, but like, they really have a clean mouth. Like, I see you, you're always licking your paws and grooming. I see you eating in the grass sometimes. I see you doing that.
Well, grass keeps my teeth and breath clean.
Yeah. You have fish mouth, but it's okay.
I don't have a fish mouth. All that is when I eat my pho and the Vietnamese flavors, the hoisin sauce makes my breath smell bad. Mm. I'm sorry. I brush my teeth. There's nothing I can do.
All right. We have a couple more. Ready?
Yeah.
This came to Alex as he was falling asleep last night. Jesus Christ. Would you rather snort a line of dandruff?
Oh, Maron.
Or smoke a bowl of toenail clippings?
Oh, come on, guys. This is the most disgusting day.
I'm going to snort the
line. Ew, fuck, man. I don't like snorting shit. I'm going to smoke toenail clippings. Ew, I don't want to.
But they're crusty and rotten. And
he didn't say that.
I'm adding it to it.
That's rude. What if they're my toenail clippings? That's fine. He didn't say whose.
That means that yours, though, have like all types of growths on them and they're brown.
Barnacles.
Yeah.
My toenails are very clean. Cleaner than yours. Yours are very yellow and curved. Yours are like, you know, like curled over. Why does that happen? Yeah.
They're not curved and...
They're like hard and yellow and
no,
then they curl. Like old Japanese guys, like old Asian guys.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Carolina. Would you rather get to see... from an outside perspective of the universe and Earth itself being created.
Cool.
Or finally figure out where the dudes are really at.
Wow. That is a philosophical dilemma.
It's pretty easy for me. I don't really have any trouble with that one. Clearly.
Where the dudes at?
I want to know where the dudes are at.
Wow. That is one of life's greatest questions. Where the dudes are at.
I mean, seeing the universe and the Earth created. So...
big deal.
Yeah. Knowing where the dudes are at.
Where are the dudes at?
Oh, man. But I feel like where the dudes are at, the dudes are wherever you want them to be. Understand, the dudes don't exist in the extramental world. The dudes exist in your heart. The dudes exist in my soul. You understand?
Hmm.
It's not a physicality thing.
Interesting. That's a really interesting way of putting it.
The dudes are... where you want them to be.
Well, I think they're in Raleigh, North Carolina, because that's where Casey is. I'm going to see him in a few weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Hopefully, I can get him to talk about it a little more.
I think that would be really cool.
Case. Yeah.
He didn't really take a liking to having the attention put on him for where the dude's at.
He hated it so much.
Didn't really appreciate the full gravity of that responsibility.
It makes me so happy
to menace him.
Yes.
Yeah.
To make Casey go uncomfortable and be like, I mean, I don't think it's funny.
Casey's not what you would call a guy who's down to be made fun of. Like, he's not into clowny silliness, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's fun. Casey's a good time. He just didn't like that there's thousands of recorded internet like screen grabs of people asking him specifically where the dudes are.
Yeah, maybe it's the attention. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of attention.
Yeah.
All right, Jeans. Well, listen, let's go feed you some toast, some brat. What is brat? Bananas, rice, applesauce, toast, right? Those are the things you can eat today. And I hope that your brown gets firmer.
Thank you.
And may you stop sweating. I love you. I'm so sad that you're ill. I just hate it.
Me too.
I kiss your silly little face.
We'll see you guys.
Okay. I love you, Jeans.
Love you. Bye bye.
Goodbye. Holy
Shark Week. It's a bad week.